Hi there, this is Doug Laura. Today I'd like to go over the role of a department administrator. Like other administrative roles in the Enterprise Portal, you can be an administrator in more than one enrollment. You can be an account owner in only a single enrollment, but an enterprise administrator or department administrator, you can be for multiple enrollments. So what you see here as I've entered the EA portal with the ID that is both an account owner and account owner and department administrator, are two enrollments that I have to choose from in order to look at the departments that I work with. I'm going to choose enrollment 100. And then I can go into the report information. I can look at the departments here, so I will see the departments that only that I am a department administrator for. I'll see only the accounts that fall into those departments, and only the subscriptions that fall into those departments as well. I do have the ability to edit the subscription cost center information. I do have the ability to delete accounts and edit information about those account owners. If I delete an account from here, they will not be removed from the Enterprise Portal. They will be removed from my department, and they are returned to the unassigned category for the department. And I can add other administrators to departments, but I cannot add departments. In the reporting section, I will have all of the departments within this enrollment where I'm administrator available to me in the reporting. If I choose no filtering, I'm going to see the accumulation of the usage and costs from all of my departments. So if I want to see the charges that are accruing in those departments as well, just like an enterprise administrator, I can choose to look at charge by hierarchy. And so here you see that I've got three departments, two of them with costs, one with no costs. Let's take a look at this one called third-party company. I'll filter by that. Now I'm seeing only the account owners that are within that department now that I've filtered. And here I can see the costs associated with just that, with just those accounts. Now I've filtered to a single account, and it's limited to just the subscriptions within an account. So if I'm wanting to see my costs at the department level, I just would keep my filter for all accounts and all subscriptions. Now if I go to charges by service, I'm seeing only the charges for that department. And I can see that data here. The download usage similarly will be restricted to the information for those three departments. Taking a minute for it to generate here. So if I went in here and just took a look at the data, if I find the field for department here, I will see that I'm only seeing the data for the departments where I am a department administrator. So this view has then been filtered, restricted to just that data. I can still do pivot tables and things here, look at the costs by department, and break those out here for the multiple departments where I am administrator. One other thing, I can add accounts to my department. So brand new accounts that have never been Azure account owners, that's something I can do. I can also add account owners or work with the enterprise administrator to add existing account owners to my department. Since I don't have access to that list of all account owners, I can't actually move them from another department into mine, but that can be done with the assistance of the enterprise administrator. So that is really a quick look at the role of the department administrator. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.